Hello, my name is Terry Griffiths. A lot of the time, well, pretty much every time I talk to anyone, I replay the conversation in my head. And it can be in a neutral way. But other times it's more so, oh, I wish I'd said such and such differently. When I worked at Primark, which I didn't exactly enjoy because it took a lot of time, well, not a lot of time, but it took some time away from the things that I wanted to be doing. But I did have an opportunity to be enthusiastic about accents, which are fun to play around with, even if you're not very good at them. And this American customer was speaking not just in his natural American accent, but really overdoing it in the kind of only American accent that I know how to do, which is what I would describe as the yee-haw accent. And it's like, let's go back to the ranch sort of thing, which is, you know, a terrible generalization. But in this scenario, I could have joined in with this person, but instead I stood there and now and just sort of served the customer as normal, hiding the true personality I wanted to shine through. Which was odd, because in a lot of ways I've gained a lot of confidence since I was in year 7, which is where I am when I at the start of this poem that I'm going to read for you. And in Primark I was 19, I'm now 21. And since year 7 I felt a lot more confident in general, but in this particular instance it didn't show through. So the prompt for this is to use a trait that is now less prominent in your personality to write a poem. So for me, the trait is shyness. You could say introversion. You know, it can be multiple traits, as well. And although this might be less prominent in your personality, it may well still be there. And if there's a situation that you're ruminating on, then that's a great opportunity to create something positive out of something negative, i.e. the rumination, which is what I hope you'll see that I've done here. New exercise book. My science book is running out of pages. As lovely as my teacher is, needing to put up my 12-year-old hand is spinning around my 12-year-old head. Perhaps I shall make my handwriting even more shy instead. Spinning around in my 19-year-old head is how I just served an American guy at Primark who was emphasizing his yee-haw accent. An accent I'm always trying to do at home. Sadly, I didn't join in. The lady he was with said he sounded ridiculous. Ridiculous it is how in public I have had to psych myself up over the years and still often plummet back down to my year 7 self. Yet I want to be famous. Yet, I want to be famous. And still often plummet back down to my year 7 self. Famous is something I have all my life to become, though. And being just a tad well known would be okay too. It's fine if I don't perform my newfound confidence in every single thing I do. So another tip I've just thought of for this prompt, now that I've finished reading that poem to you, is to incorporate a particular sensation that occurred with this trait. So I have, like, figuratively spinning around, conveying the sort of idea of rumination, because I've got spinning around my 12-year-old head. And then later on I have, I believe, yeah, spinning around in my 19-year-old head. So as I've got the progression of ages, I've got that repetition of that spinning around. So as your poem progresses, you could put specific ages of where you remember a trait being particularly prominent, and repeat a line in, I suppose, the envelope technique, because there are lines in between, if we're getting specific here. Repeat that, but just change the age to convey how this trait hasn't completely gone away, even though it's changed a lot. I hope that helps, and really good on you, basically, if you're writing a poem every day this April. Cheers!